Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, April 11th. I don't even know what month it is. I'm kind of fucked up. I'm with Davino. He's back. He's back. Like two
the,
in a row.
Like the good old days.
Like the good old days.
Let me
what
know.
What the fuck does that mean?
Let's see. Let's
the
find out.
The good old days when your fucking mom wouldn't let you hang out with me because she thought I smoked crack.
You did smoke crack.
I did not smoke crack.
I had to believe her. I was
crack.
11. She wouldn't let me hang out with you.
Yeah.
She told me, stop it.
She goes, don't hang out with Joey Santagato.
My dad was like, you're nuts. Anthony, go. You can hang out with them.
Yeah. I'm a nice boy, you know?
She over-exaggerates.
She thought I was smoking crack at the fucking prime age.
I saw him pass it. Yeah. I saw him pass the weed.
Yeah. Well,
the weed.
Pass the weed. yeah, it's 9 o'clock right now. Someone asked me where the podcast was. And, I would have done it, but I was waiting for this fucker.
Oh, shit.
Just got here like 10 minutes ago.
I did.
Anyway, let's just get right into it.
Do it.
I know you wanted to talk about some shit, but I tweeted about this earlier, but it's so random. These kids in LA, right? First of all, if you're from LA and you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but fucking hate LA.
Time out. Shout out to the California girls, though.
Woo! California! That's a phenomenal song.
Great.
But still hate it there. I went there, dude. Everyone was either dressed like Justin Bieber or Tyler the Creator. Like everyone, either a kid had a skateboard or like a coffee circular sunglasses.
They roll up their like their pants at the ankle too.
Yeah,
not with it.
No, it's like just a lot. You know what I mean?
I'm and like boat shoes. That's as far as I'll go.
No, but these kids is mad random. Like on Instagram, I always see, like, first of all, these kids from LA who are like YouTubers or like Vine people or whatever, their Instagrams are like flawless. Like every picture has been edited perfectly. They're all shot with amazing cameras. And I'm like, who the fuck is just following these kids taking these fucking pictures?
They go out of their way to make themselves look good. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Like,
oh, use this camera. It'll make me look good.
It's like I'm just confused because there's random pictures of like them in a coffee shop laughing and not looking like who the fuck, like are they hiring?
And the lighting is perfect.
Everything.
They edit everything.
Oh,
right?
It's all there.
They at least have like 37 pictures on their Instagram. That's it. Oh. They can't be with all that work. Shit.
No, dude. There's just so much.
I don't know.
Or they, you know what I fucking hate? The picture of like when people do an aerial shot of their like desk or some shit.
Oh god.
And it's or like their breakfast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I've
it's
done
like
that
the
once.
Coffee and then the plate with the eggs.
In black and white.
No, it's in like some fucking I don't even know. And it's like a wood table. I hate it all.
What's the caption?
The fuck knows.
Today's dreams.
It's all today's dreams. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
No, yeah, but it all comes back to people just needing to I don't know, look cooler. I don't fuck it. Like
probably.
Some people's Instagram, they take it so fucking seriously.
They go with the likes. Oh man, 100 likes. Yeah, 10 minutes.
Dude, I know some I've met some of these kids on YouTube and they just take everything so fucking seriously. Yep. They'll post a picture and stare at the numbers to make sure they're like going up accordingly.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's stupid. Oh, my followers, so I should get this amount of likes.
Yeah, it's like I forgot who it was. Oh fuck, I wish I knew who it was. I don't give a shit. I'll say their name. Damn it. I forgot who it was, but I remember someone posting a picture and going, oh, it's not getting a lot of likes right now. I'm going to take it down. And they took it down. They took it down and they posted it like later in the day. I was like, dude, why does that fucking matter?
It's only 10 o'clock. No, no, this is terrible.
It's so weird. I don't understand that shit, man.
Oh, no. I got to post at 8 a.m. when everyone's waking up.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it the other day with Snapchat, like in the Snapchat stories.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
I'll randomly go on my Snapchat and just watch people's stories, and some people have like they got rid of the seconds thing, so you can't actually see how fucking shitty someone is.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, there's no more seconds.
Wait, you could put it to 10 seconds, no? Like,
no,
whatever
I'm
you
saying,
want.
Like,
oh, you can't see it.
You know when you used to be able to watch people's story and it'd say 230 seconds of fucking bullshit?
Yeah. Nah, fuck
There's
that.
There's none of that anymore. So now, but people have like the entire night.
An entire club. No, I've seen an entire concert and I'm like, you gotta be bored. Like, stop. That's terrible.
That's another thing I don't understand. People go to concerts and take their phones out. I'm like, you're there.
That's terrible.
When are you going to watch that footage? You were already there.
It's so, oh, I got to record this. But it's like, you're not looking at the band. You're looking at your phone. So the moment just,
Yeah. Like, it's not the same. When I went to Disney this year, were you with us for the fireworks?
No.
I met up with you when we went there. But
Animal Kingdom.
We went to Animal Kingdom. We saw the fireworks. And Sammy was recording the fireworks. And I'm like, listen, I know you want to record it. Just do me a favor and don't look at the phone.
Look at the life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Look at it happening in reality. If you want to record it, fine. Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't look at the screen. Look at life. Yep. You know what I mean? Because I don't know, man. It's so dumb. Like when you see like videos of concerts now, and it's just everyone has their phones out. It's like, who are you recording that for?
I went to EDC, and I've seen people pull out their iPads, dude. Like, oh,
you bring out your iPad to a fucking concert?
This shit is mad big. I'm like, yo, you are a loser.
Speaking of iPads, I just bought the iPad Pro. I'm pointing in that direction, but there's nothing over there. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm like, what? It's here?
No, I bought an iPad Pro. Dude, they're 12.9 inches across. It's fucking huge.
You better play some good games on there.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Like Clash of Clans.
I bought that and an Apple Pencil. Very fucking dumb. The Pencil was $100.
I should buy the watch. You're throwing money like... You know what I'm saying? You got a laptop, a computer. I should get a watch.
I don't have a laptop. That's why I bought an iPad.
Oh, that's true.
I gave my laptop to Keith because I don't use it.
I really want to watch an Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch is the dumbest fucking thing.
You know how cool I'd look?
Like a fucking idiot.
I'd wear
as
that
cool
shit
as fire.
I'd go scuba diving with that shit.
Is it water resistant?
No. Maybe I just make it happen. I'm sure there are cases.
Just wrap a plastic bag over your fucking wrist. Dude,
Saran wrap.
But the Apple Watch is so fucking dumb. Why do you need to answer a text message on your wrist?
Yo, because sometimes, you know, putting like when you're putting your phone in your jeans, like your pocket, and you're like, the pocket comes out with the phone and you got to put it back. You got to stand up. It's bad when you could just say, hey, when you could just do ring, 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 ring. Oh, what time is it? Oh, my text message. Get it?
No, you can deal with your fucking pocket for how much is it?
I think on Amazon $229. That's why I'm yeah. No. It's like definitely $321.
That's very specific.
I don't know.
So it's like $300 to $400.
I will regret it, but because I'm an electrician, so I gotta stick my hands into walls. Crack screen.
Yeah. Oh. Why the fuck would you get it then?
For my blood pressure. I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Why don't you just get like a Fitbit or some shit like that.
Nike Watt. What do you call it?
The Fuel.
I had one. Shit. Garbage, because like I said, I stuck my hand into a wall, it would grab a wire and split.
Oh, and you think a little fragile screen on your wrist isn't going to fucking break that?
Yo, one day I'll be able to FaceTime on that screen and shoot a laser out of it. James Bond.
Do you remember, I don't know if you saw this, but I'm burping over here, but on Facebook, they always have those like fake videos of like iPhones. Like, the new iPhone has this. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it was the one where it was like a hologram on your fucking forearm.
That's
like Tony
dope.
Stark.
I've seen that.
Can you imagine that?
One day
that's what's going to happen.
I'll be excited.
Or the hologram fucking keyboard that comes out.
And you
all
just type
of this
on,
shit.
I've seen that. You type on the table. Imagine. Yeah. Oh, boy.
All of this shit is completely unnecessary.
I can't.
And
I
just
know.
Shitty. We don't need anything else. I feel like we're good for like 10 years.
I told you. I didn't buy the watch. I bought Beats headphones. I bought them.
Oh, so one.
Go to the gym with them.
You're going to go to the gym with your Beats headphones?
They're the wireless ones, the ones that go Bluetooth and the cord, you know, the little cord.
Yeah. Actually, I don't mind those.
They're right.
You know what's funny? The kid who sat next to me at Elite, this kid Sal, he had an Apple iWatch and those headphones.
So you're trying
Big
to...
Big fucking douchebag.
I should buy both.
Huh?
I should buy both.
No.
I think that's what you're telling me.
That's a lot of... How much were the headphones?
$221.
That's not bad.
No, it's not, because Amazon's great.
I have Amazon Prime.
So do I!
It's beautiful.
I love it.
What is it, like $80 a year?
Yeah.
This is starting to
90.
Sound like an advertisement.
How much is it? Oh, yeah, there we go. Yo, clutch.
No, but it is. Dude, I forgot what I bought. I think it was like a phone charger, because like the chargers just disappear in this fucking house.
They do.
So I bought a charger. And, like, you get free two-day shipping with Amazon.
Yeah,
Prime,
it's perfect.
But for some reason, there was same-day shipping. Yep. And I was like, Thank you.
That's awesome.
And like 6 o'clock at night, I got another charger. It was good.
That's dope. I like that.
This really does sound like a fucking advertisement.
I know. I know, but it's,
I wish I Amazon love it. Send me money. That'd be sick.
Oh,
what? oh shit! Fucking Amazon Prime. I buy everything on Amazon. Have
so
the
do
app.
I.
Have the app.
So
I go
do
on,
I.
buy some things, look at things, whatever. You know.
You just
I typed
it.
In sex toys one day. I was on page like 45. I was just looking at shit.
Sex toys.
Time out. I remember one time in Connecticut, right?
Yep.
We were in Connecticut, sitting in Aspo's house,
mm.
and I don't know how. Connecticut, they must have 7 channels,
I think
and
so.
One of them was this. It was like QVC, where they just sell things all day. All
right.
But there was
oh,
only
on TV,
sex toys.
Right? I think I remember this.
It was only sex toys.
Yeah.
And they would have them like on a spinning mm-hmm. plate. Like, you know, in the microwave,
yep.
you hit go and it starts spinning slowly.
Yep.
They would have these extravagant dildos on these plates and they would just spin and they would sell them.
People love that shit. You don't see them in the city now, the stores with the dildos in the windows? I can't believe it.
Time out.
There was one in Soho and one before you get on the 59th Street Bridge.
A dildo shop?
Swear on everything.
What was it called?
I don't know. But damn, they had some dildos with the feathers at the end. I'm like, damn, girls get creative. Tiv.
Why do you need feathers?
For a little
you never, you know
tickle.
What, you know
little,
what I
oh,
never,
no, no, don't go so hard. Tickle.
I didn't understand this. Ooh. Why do you need balls on a dildo?
The clap.
Is that it? Loud.
Yeah.
I guess the pressure of the ball.
It's not the same. What do you just, I think you get lost in there.
Yeah.
You
could
go
also
all the
like,
way through in
it's
there.
It's also like
yeah.
a stopper.
Yeah.
Imagine. Oh, it's too far. No.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
boy. Oh, God. God forbid it slips out of your hands. Those things could get slick, you know?
It's a wrap.
Those things could get slick when you're down there.
Yeah.
So if you just throw
your
one
eyes
in,
are closed, probably.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of.
Imagine gets stuck in there. Oh my God.
You know the dildos that look like I don't know, like you know, like a would you put your toothbrush in when you travel?
Yes.
Like one of those.
Yes. They so, probably use those cheap.
Yeah, but those are trash. Like I hate looking
that
at those.
Trash.
You know what I mean? Like if I watch a porn, the girl pulls out one of those. I'm like, this girl's an
I
asshole.
I shut it off. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, no.
I
like
can't
if you're gonna use
that.
A dildo, get a dildo that looks like a dick.
Yeah.
It's been sculpted. You know, this is 2015. You're mm-hmm. getting one of those. That's
it's
like
kinda lame.
It's like using a fucking. I don't even know, like one of those big ass TVs that isn't
yeah.
a flat screen. You know what I mean? Come on.
Can't flat
or a
screen.
Flip phone. You got a flip phone?
Why my
you
mom
got a dildo that doesn't
to.
Have a vein on it? Come on.
Ugh.
The fuck's going on?
I'm still thinking about the fact of having a dildo without balls. Like imagine, like hello 911. Yeah, there's a dildo
in
stuck
me,
in me.
In me, yeah, yeah, yeah. You really got to hold on to that thing.
Yeah,
they really should have come with like
a grip.
Yeah, like some gloves yeah. or something. You gotta wear football gloves. Or
a glove that's permanently on.
yeah, dude. Speaking of this, timeout. And I'm so I've been watching the show Billions on Showtime. This is gonna sound like another fucking advertisement. But I was watching the show Billions on Showtime. And it's about like hedge fund owners and all this fucking shit. But mm-hmm. One of the guys in it is into like crazy dominatrix. Him
that's
and his wife. Him and his wife do it. And he goes to like this secret club to do it.
Oh, they're swingers?
No.
Oh,
they,
my God.
They
legends.
Do it in the privacy of their home. But all there's right. also like a sex club, I'm assuming. And dude, these places exist. Like he was in there. Right? He's in this club and he's on the phone with his wife and she's like, tell me what you see. And like, she's like the dominant one. So he
wow.
like likes to give in to her fucking, you know, whatever. And he's like telling her and she goes, and she's telling him to like get on his knees in the middle of some place.
I would lie. Be like, yeah, I'm on my knees. No. The fuck?
So,
it's mad embarrassing.
Anyway, but I guess he likes that. He likes the, you know. Whatever. But
okay, I'm
there was a guy strapped to like this X. Like it was like a it wasn't a like a he it looked like the guy was being crucified, but not a cross. It was
damn.
An X. And he has legs and arms on it, and he had a fucking leather mask over his head. A mouth a hole so you could breathe. Those come standard. And this
couldn't
woman,
see?
No. Could not see. Could not
damn.
See a thing. And this woman was just beating him with a whip. The guy was loving it.
Oh. See, I can't do that.
I
wouldn't. I'm not a fan of that.
It's
definitely
a lot.
Not. The wild sex, yeah. But don't strap me and tie me and hit me with
yeah.
the whip.
I mean, we talked about this.
Hit
the
me
last
with your
thing.
Hands. That's it.
It was just
but you want to be hit by a whip? You want to get hit by a stick?
No.
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't know what that does.
Like, I mean, I think that's,
I guess,
instant,
I get it.
Instant going from solid as a rock to up, oh, shrimp.
I don't I don't really think that, like there has to be an issue somewhere along the line for you to be like, I just need to get whipped. I just need that.
Some people could enjoy it. You know? I know somebody who's a swinger, and he came up to me. He was like, "Yeah, man, I got this girl, right? And she has her period, bro, so I can't even do anything. But I was gonna fuck my boy's girlfriend tonight. You know what I'm saying?" And I'm like, "Time out."
Oh, so she.
You're gonna fuck your boy's girlfriend and give him this chick? Yeah. I'm like, if my boy ever wanted to try to fuck my girlfriend, he'd get instantly fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Some people do that, man.
I can't. Yo, man, you want to fuck my girl tonight? Yeah, bro, sure. No.
That's kind of, it's weird. It's like, I mean.
Totally. I'll watch, bro.
There
I'll
are
watch.
People who are polyamorous, who they have multiple relationships. You know what I mean?
That's fine. But you're not going to call me and tell me you want to fuck my girlfriend.
No, unless they knew that you'd be like, oh, yeah, cool.
That's the answer. You're looking forward to the weekend. Yo, I'm going to watch. Yeah, you're going to fuck my boy tonight, and I'm going to fuck some random. I don't know.
It's kind of wild when you think about it.
No one's fucking my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
No. I'm good. I'm chilling.
So, like, I think that the term for that is cuckold or something, which just, like, sounds dangerous.
Damn.
Cuckold?
I don't even know.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard of the word.
It sounds like someone's being suffocated or something. Cuckold?
I hear cuckold. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I feel like your cock's being held too tight. Like, that's what I see right now. I mean, like,
too tight. Too tight.
I don't
too
know.
Much.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of that shit.
I can't fuck with that. And also, like, the dude on the show, he had like this thick ass leather belt or something strapped across his face in his mouth.
Oh,
which like kept his mouth open. Like, I don't understand. Like, dude,
yeah, that's so weird.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
Shout out to the people who are into that.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you look forward to that?
I don't know. There's got to be something that happened. It can't be like, this is what I want someone to call me a pussy and then step on my balls with high heels.
I need to be able to move, run, talk, everything.
Yeah,
see,
no.
You know, you ain't tying me up. I can't. Nope.
No. I'll let you tie like my left arm.
Yeah.
Because I could throw a crazy right hook. But like, just in case, like you can get my left arm. Can't get a leg. Need my legs.
No. If you tie my legs up, I think I'll go crazy. Yeah.
Ah!
I can't do crazy. It. I can't do it. Put me in a cage, right? Sir? No?
Oh, man.
Crazy lady.
But that show, Billions, it makes me feel so fucking poor because, man, I mean, it's called Billions.
We're middle class.
And, the guy who's the main guy in it, he owns a hedge fund, and he just trades billions of dollars all fucking day, and he just has whatever the fuck he wants. He like bought a mansion in the Hamptons for, I don't know how much it cost, but
damn,
like up front, pay for the entire thing. Here
when you have that much money, you're like, you do whatever you want with it. You're just gonna spend it on stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like a house, a car, but you have one and like you want another, and drugs and acid.
Are you telling us what you would be spending your
absolutely
money on?
I don't do drugs, but I would probably invest my money. If I had $1 million, you know what? You go first.
A million?
Oh, a billion.
I'm talking about $1 billion. All
right, you go first. Let me think about this one.
If I had, I mean, first of all, I want a private jet. Like stat.
100%.
I want one right now.
Same.
I wanted one 10 minutes ago. Before we even thought about this shit.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
You should do it.
I don't know how much jets cost. I actually know a girl who has a jet. Well, yeah. She doesn't have a jet. Her parents have a jet. And I think it's like, I don't know, man. You got to pay for the gas and like the fucking, I don't know. Who cares, man? You have $1 billion. Doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, I want a jet.
If I had a jet, I'm going to school in my jet.
You landing it on the fucking lawn?
What else?
No, first of all, I wouldn't want like a giant house. Like, I don't understand like 10 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms. Like, why the fuck would you need that many bathrooms? Who's shitting? Why do you have more bathrooms than bedrooms is my question. Who's shitting in them?
People love bathrooms.
I don't understand this fixation. Like, why do people...
Bathrooms are beautiful looking if you do it right.
But it's a bathroom.
Yeah.
Dude, just go to the bed. I grew up in a house, 6 people and a dog, 1 fucking bathroom.
That's a vicious.
So, and I had mild IBS, which means I'm shitting, you know, on a fucking bad day, 5 times a day, 4 of which someone's in there. So I got to hold the fucking thing.
That's right.
And I made it, you know, that's I made rough. It, you know, we made it. We made it out.
Yeah.
We made it out. I never shit on the floor. Gosh. Not one time. I did, however, shit myself because of you.
What?
Yes.
You didn't shit yourself.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
And I've told this story.
No, you
and
didn't.
And I'm so glad that it just came up.
No, you
oh
didn't.
Oh, my God.
Time out. You didn't shit yourself.
I shit myself because of you. Time out.
Nobody was home in my house.
That's bullshit.
Nobody was. I told you nobody was home. My parents told me you could have went in.
Bullshit.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You're going to lie to
I know he was home. I was outside. There was nobody home.
Oh, first you're like, oh, no, you didn't shit. Now you have a whole
oh,
thing.
Oh, I can't take this shit.
Okay. If you've heard this story before. Have you heard the story before?
Shit your pants.
If you heard the story before, I just said my friend. I was like, my friend. I can't put anonymous, you know? I don't want to blow the guy up, but the motherfucker's sitting right here now.
Motherfucker.
So here's what happened. It's bullshit. There's a park across the street from Davino's house, and we were playing basketball. And this usually happens literally, I want to say 85% of the time we're playing basketball, I have to leave in the middle of a game to take a shit. I don't know what it is. But, like, I don't know. All the jumping or whatever bounces them out, and I got to go. But I come back. But anyway, this is before I could drive. So I didn't really, you know, whatever. So
you're such a liar!
It's like 19 to 17. 17. You heard me? It's like 19 to 17, and we're losing. Right? So I'm like, I have to play. So we're playing, whatever. I'm like, you know what? You know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I got a friend who lives across the street. I'm good.
Here we go.
I felt
your
it
friend
coming.
Was playing ball with you.
I know you were. And my stomach was hurting. You know what I mean? You know when you start when you have to take a shit, but it starts like in your chest.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, there's a feeling. And then it starts moving. And you're like, I don't like this.
I'm just saying there was a laundromat around the block. Could have shat there too.
Yo, you wanted me to shit in a laundromat?
Oh, it's a bathroom.
I didn't even know it was a bathroom.
Nobody was home in my house. My mom said nobody could go in. I said, fine. I should have let you shit. I know my
Yeah,
bad.
You should have.
I'm sorry.
So
you
I was like, Davino, can I shit in your house? And you told me no. And I was like, and I didn't have time to argue. So I left and I'm walking home. Lost the basketball game, by the way. I'm walking home. I live on, let's just lie right now.
Yeah, okay.
I live on 3rd Street, right? And when I'm on 6th Street, everything, let's go. I made it. First of all, I got like 10 blocks, and 9 of those blocks were hell. I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. I was holding with every ounce of me, flexing my abs. I haven't had a workout like that in years. And when I got like 2 blocks from my house, my body was like, dude, this is all I got.
Dude, what?
This is all I got. That's all the strength I have. And my ass was just like, I'm done being an ass. You know? And they're like, they opened the floodgates, and I was wearing sweatpants. And it came out the side of my sweatpants. And something landed on my shoe, and I kicked it a little bit. No. This is all, I will swear up and down that this happened. And I got into the, someone, I don't know if someone was in the living room or whatever.
You never.
Thankfully, no one was in the bathroom because I don't know how to explain that smell.
You never told me
that. I swear to God, dude, this has happened. And I got home. I got in the bathroom. Honestly, I thought it was going to be way worse. It was contained, but I thought it was just an absolute disaster. It was a disaster. It was shit.
Yeah.
It was definitely shit. You've never shit your pants.
I can't remember when I could think that I did. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Have you pissed yourself? That's pretty impressive.
I remember when I was younger, I was like, it was, yeah, I did piss myself when I was little. enough to remember. Yeah,
I remember shitting myself in pre-K.
That's rough.
I've shit myself twice that I can recall.
I fell in someone's throw up.
You fell in someone's throw up?
Yeah.
I'll shit on myself five times before I do.
Yeah, I know. I was very upset. I was in school and I was in school.
Wait, what grade?
We were in like fourth grade, maybe.
Oh, it was in
PS2. And I was walking backwards talking to someone and the teacher was screaming, "No, no, no, no." And I walked into it and I just woo. Slipped, no. Bang, right in the back. And everyone, the whole lunchroom saw me. And
you felt, was it a lot?
I was like, is it that bad? It was pink. That's all I remember. My
Dude,
mom
little kids
came.
Always throw a pink. I don't
Thank
know
God
why.
I live across the street from the school. Yeah. My mom came, picked me up and said, "You're not going back to school. Go home and shower. Throw out these damn clothes."
Dude. Is that okay? So she felt, if it was on your back?
All over my head.
Your head?
Yeah, I fell
Oh
back.
My, did you throw up?
No.
Dude,
I didn't know what I fell in. I touched the floor to get up, and I was like, "Oh, jeez, what is this?
Is this Pepto-Bismol?"
Oh, when I mean pink, I mean Pepto-Bismol pink. Yeah.
Yeah. So she like chugged a bottle.
It looked like strawberry milk.
Right.
And chunks.
Just like liquefied bubble gum.
I hated every second of it.
That's good. I saw a girl in high school wipe out and throw up once, because like in my high school, for whatever reason, kids were like. Like the day before a break, like winter break, like, "Oh, yo, let's get hammered and go to school.
That voice. Like,
let's fucking down some brews,
dude,
and then fucking hit the books.
Dude, do it."
So like, I don't know, kids would show up hammered on that day. And I was in the hallway and I see this kid and he just looks fucked. Like he's all fucked. And I could see him like, because it's a high school hallway. There's people moving everywhere, but he stood out.
He stopped
and I could
moving.
Just tell, like, everyone was moving at a decent pace, and he was slow. I was like, this guy's not okay. Sure enough, this kid yaks it, right? And it was pretty, like, clear for some reason.
He drank a lot of water.
Yeah, or Bacardi or something. I don't know.
Bacardi.
That's what everyone drank in high school. Let's get Bacardi Razz.
Dude. Smirnoff, dude.
Get some fucking Razz in here, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's get some fucking Bacardi Big Apple. Or
yeah,
what's
man.
That
peach.
Called?
Let's get some peach.
Let's get some Bacardi fucking Berry Dragon. What's
oh,
that one?
It was. Berry Dragon.
Dragon fruit or something?
Dragon fruit, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, dude.
But, so, so he throws.
We're so cool.
He throws that shit up all over the ground. And, people are like, "Oh, what the fuck,"
dude,
right?
Man.
And we're just like, "Oh, whatever." And then this girl, she's got too many books, and she's strutting. She's moving, dude. No. And I'm like, she doesn't see it. She doesn't. She doesn't see it.
Don't
she,
say anything.
She doesn't. And I think people are like, "Oh, don't," is it? And she just wasn't paying attention. Hits the throw up, and like a banana in Mario Kart, wipeout like that.
Damn,
fucking
sucks.
Spun, hit the ground, landed in throw up, and just I was so
Pull
upset.
Snow angel, maybe.
I didn't
down there. Might as well.
Might as well clean it up. Get the rest of it. You know.
You know what I'm saying,
dude? I would throw up an insane amount if I ever come in contact with throw up.
It's terrible.
I don't even like my own.
Speaking of that, my dad. You've seen me get fucking hammered numerous times. St. Patrick's Day, 2 years ago. I think Julie just moved in with me. I come in, remember that day we were pounding Blue Moons? We were at McCann's, and then we went to Albus, pounding Blue Moons, and then we went to that club. Remember we didn't go in? Oh, yeah, dude, Six Guys? Yeah, $800.
What club? Oh, that day. I wasn't there.
800. Yeah, you came with us, and we ended up at Sweet Spot.
The place with, what's his name was it?
Cavo.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Cabo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's six dudes. Now you guys got to buy a bottle. $800. Suck my dick.
I was with my girlfriend.
Not
too.
Doing it. So we get there, right? We go to Sweet Spot. We keep drinking after that. I go home. Julie goes to bed. I knock out on the couch sitting up. Clothes on. Everything. My dad wakes me up in the middle of the night. Fucking idiot. Anthony, go to sleep. I'm like, dude, you just made the worst decision of your life. He goes, go to sleep. And I'm like, I was sleeping. I was like, I'm fucking hammered. So I wake up. I can't go back to sleep. The room starts spinning. When you know, when you start to spin, you know it's a bad night.
Yeah.
Yo, I went to vomit, bro. It came out. I tried to stop it with my hands. It sprayed out like how can I explain it? Like a fucking sprinkler. Sides of my nose, everything. All over the living room floor.
No.
All right? So I'm sitting there.
Is there
like,
carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, yo, my mom's going to fuck me up. So I'm hammered still, Joe. I go, mom. She goes, what? Like, she wakes up. I'm like, yo, I threw up on the floor. So she thought it wasn't that bad. She comes out, what the fuck? You fucking idiot. I'm like, mom, I need your help. I can't do it. She goes, no, fuck you. You do it. I'm hammered still. Like, I'm throwing up as I'm picking up the throw up. Right? So... So I'm terrible. I'm cleaning it away and she's fucking on the iPad on the other couch fucking playing Bejeweled. Like, bring, bring.
Stop.
And I'm like, mom, I can't fucking see. I don't give a fuck. Clean it up. So now my dad comes like, yo, what's going on? Oh fuck, oh shit, right? And he goes to the bathroom and he just starts fucking vomiting. I can't see this shit. Fucking clean it up. Oh shit.
So you throw up on the living room floor. Everywhere. Your mom's on the couch playing Bejeweled. Yep. And now your dad's in the bathroom. Yep. Throwing up.
It was terrible. If I can tell you how many times my parents have seen me throw up, like they make fun of me, they take videos of me. The conversations I have intoxicated are so bad. I came home and told my parents I had herpes.
Why did you tell them
I
that?
Don't, but like my dad was laughing. My dad's video recording of me. Recently, when we went to McKent for my birthday,
yeah,
McFadden's, I got home. My dad woke me up at like 5 in the morning. Anthony, you got to get up. You're like, I'm like, yo, what time is it? And he goes, it's 5 o'clock. I was like, oh, good night. I got to go to sleep. Like, no, good night, you idiot. It's good morning, you fuck. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I've had really bad nights.
I don't know. I'm responsible. Like the other day, like 2 days ago, I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
When we went to Rocky's. It was an open bar. So I was like hammered. And I was like, whatever, dancing the whole time. I knocked two beers down at the same time. It was my beer and someone else's. I forgot who it was. And I knocked into them. We both dropped our beers. So they broke all over the floor.
Damn.
And I just kept dancing on the broken glass. Like I was fucking
You're
whatever.
Such a dick.
And at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I went to the bathroom and I was peeing. And then I saw myself in the mirror and I was like, you got to go home. So that second I called an Uber and then went outside.
You called a fucking Uber? You live on Detmars.
I know. I know. So I don't know. I got on the Uber, went home. And I actually forgot my card at the bar. Yeah, it's my dog. He's barking at the top of the stairs. I left my card at the bar. So I had to have Shit. Someone fucking close it out for me. But, you know, I don't even... Like, I had to take my dog and put him in the cage at that time. Damn. I don't remember fucking anything. But I must have been saying wild shit to my dog. I don't even remember, dude. I'm just glad that I actually put him in there. Because if I didn't, I would have woke up with fucking 40 different piles of shit in every corner of this room.
Does he shit in that cage?
No, he doesn't shit in the cage.
Oh, good for him.
They have a thing. They have, like, this innate... ability to not shit in where they sleep.
I hope.
So do I, because I've heard of dogs shitting.
That's a lot of blankets I'm looking at right now in there.
Yeah, dude, if he shit in that, forget about it. I would have lost all hope.
Hell yeah.
He doesn't, though.
I would have said, go somewhere else.
I can't deal with it. Sometimes he shits and it's like he was out drinking last night. You know what I mean? Sometimes he shits and it's just like an alcoholic stepdad shit. It's gross. And I'm like, I can't deal with this. And I got to pick it up. He can't go out for another 2 weeks.
Why?
He's got to get his last shot next Wednesday.
You haven't been walking him?
No, I can't. He can't go out. You go outside, Chase? He sniffs a pile of shit. He gets this thing and then he, you know.
Do you walk Chase?
Yeah.
I feel like he just runs around the front of the house.
Well, we do let him out in the front yard and shit, but, you know. Yeah, there he is. He's fucking barking around. Anyway, let's fucking wrap this up. Let's just wrap it up.
Do it.
Watch your mouth.
Ah.
Where can they find you if they want to contact you, Mr. Anthony DeVino?
You know it, man. Everything is Ant Mino.
Antvino.
You know it.
I do know it.
Let's go.
I did that for you.
Oh, you silly goose.
You silly bitch.
You're a funny man.
Are you going to come back on another time?
you know, I think I'm going to take a 4-year break.
A 4-year break?
You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of traveling around the world I want to do, and won't be here.
Right.
I'm actually going to go to Canada, shout out.
When are you going there?
14 days. Yeah, I wish, bro. Oh, my God.
You just make that up?
Yeah. Vegas, let's go!
Yeah, we are going to Vegas. Are you going to go to OVO?
Yeah. 100%.
So that's Toronto. We will be in Canada. Do you have a passport?
Yeah, bro. I was going to the Bahamas, remember?
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. That was nice.
Wait, you need a passport for the Bahamas?
That's a good question.
No, I don't know.
I don't fucking know either.
No, I forgot where I was going.
What am I
going
to call this podcast?
Oh, shit.
I threw up on my living room floor.
What I would do with $1 million.
What I would do with $1 million. Throwing up.
Do it.
On a living room floor. Something.
I love my mom.
All right. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Anthony, thank you for coming by.
You're welcome.
And thanks for not taking off your fucking Timberland boots and just walking around in my fucking room.
Yo.
You piece of shit.
I'm so country.
All right. That's all. Thanks for listening, motherfuckers.